We're back now on This Agriculture Today. Mike Side now is the head of the Department of Agricultural Economics here at K-State, Alan Featherstone, and primarily Alan is going to inform us of a special program that's coming up in mid-October at K-State's Olathe campus in Johnson County. This is being sponsored by the Masters in Agribusiness program out of K-State, and it is promoting the theme of leading through change. Alan, this is a brand new undertaking. Tell us about it.
Yeah, this is an opportunity to essentially interact with K-State Olathe. We're also being supported by the Kansas City Agribusiness Council and just have an opportunity to, one, kick off the 20th anniversary of the Master of Agribusiness program and to do it with a professional development activity. One of the main speakers that we have is Bruce Tulgan. He is with Rainmaker Thinking, but essentially he's going to do a half-day workshop. Bruce has written numerous books, one of which is Not Everyone Deserves a Trophy, which is intriguing in itself with the title. But essentially, he is probably one of the leading experts in the country working with the millennial generation and the younger generations. And one of his comments is that they will probably be the most productive generation. But also one of his comments is that they will be one of the more difficult generations to maybe motivate, think about how they think differently than previous generations in the business world.
And he's attuning this message to the agribusiness audience. That's who you're reaching out to with this entire program, actually, right?
Absolutely, in terms of it is for the agribusiness audience, and he will be very interactive. And one of the things that I think has really helped his reputation is just the fact that he does address questions from the audience. And so sometimes individuals have the tendency maybe to speak around questions, but Bruce will answer those questions that the audience has head on. And so he's very thought-provoking and very interactive with regards to the style of presentation.
So again, Bruce Tulgan will be one of the keynoters for this two-day conference, which is, by the way, October the 19th and the 20th at K-State's Olathe campus. But there's much more to this. Alan, we want to tap you a bit for what you'll be sharing on today's agribusiness climate. And we understand the general unsettledness, if you will, of the agricultural economy currently. Are you going to be playing on that theme? What?
Certainly, there will be some discussion with regards to the current climate in the agricultural and agribusiness sector. In some respects, there's just a lot of uncertainty with regards to where the sector is going. The farm community continues to struggle in terms of if you look at the earnings of companies that are involved in the agribusiness sector. I'm sure they're not what the CEOs of those companies would like. Certainly, there's issues with regards to hiring. It appears that with the struggles we have in the agricultural economy, they may be taking a little bit different track than they have previously. The last major recession in the agricultural economy, they just stopped hiring at the undergraduate level. It appears now that they're continuing to hire at the undergraduate level and maybe offering more buyouts. And so in some respects, even how the agribusiness companies are managing these tightening times is a little bit different than the past. In terms of thinking about the farm economy, looking at the Kansas Farm Management Records, essentially, 22% of the farms in the Kansas Farm Management Association had a negative net income in both 2015 and 2016. At the other side, 44% had a positive net farm income in both those years. And so, again, there is a certain segment of the sector that's doing probably okay, and then there's a sector that is really struggling, and so it just has a lot of implications in terms of where we might be in 2, 3, 4, 5 years.
And so you're hoping in your presentation to parse out those things that might help the ag economy get on more of an even keel, if nothing else.
Yeah, no, certainly that's one of the major things. And again, using the Kansas Farm Management information, and I think most of the individuals that are familiar with the agricultural sector, especially the crop side, if you look at, for example, 2016, the wheat enterprise revenue didn't basically met variable costs, but essentially farmers were losing, according to the farm management information, about $70 per acre. Soybeans were making about $70 per acre, and so it's very crop-specific, very location-specific within Kansas with regards to the ability to diversify and choose alternative crops and different production systems.
So you'll be lending understanding of where we are, where we may be headed with today's economy and the agribusiness scene. Do want to mention at least one more of the presentations that will take place at this conference. And this is a revival, if you will, of point-counterpoint duo from years past. They will take on agricultural policy and two quite familiar names, right?
Yes, we are pleased to have Barry Flinchbaugh from Kansas State and Mark Edelman from Iowa State, basically looking at policy and interacting that with the whole leaders and preparing for change. And again, we are going to use the point-counterpoint type framework. And so I think it'll be a good opportunity to at least see what is on the minds of Barry and Mark as we enter the Farm Bill discussion.
And if you've never seen the farm policy banter between Barry Flinchbaugh and Mark Edelman, it is insightful, no question, and oftentimes spirited, so it's always well worth the price of admission. That'll take place the morning of Friday, October the 20th, the second day of this conference, but there's much more to it. There's a session on actually unmanned aerial systems and where they would factor into agribusiness, mergers and acquisitions, some very pointed topics there, right?
Yes, there really is, and another one I think is very much in the limelight with the Equifax situation is basically data risk and really thinking through those issues with regards to even cellular phone technology and just what you're putting out there for people to pick up. And so certainly within the agricultural sector, that's a very important topic in terms of managing your data and making sure that it's secured in the manner that you would choose to have it secured.
Well, it's the Leading Through Change Conference being hosted at K-State's Olathe campus October the 19th and the 20th. Registration in advance is quite likely required here, is it not, Alan?
Yes. If you register by the end of Monday, you'll get the early bird fee, and then you can register all the way up into the conference, and we would certainly take registrations at the door on the 19th, 20th. Also, for example, there is the opportunity to just do one day if that's all that can fit in your schedule. And so, again, you'll want to take a look at the MAB website, mab.kstate.edu. And if you'd rather search for us on Facebook, I think the same information is on the MAB Facebook page.
Once more, that is at mab.k-state.edu. If you have an interest in registering for this unique conference coming up in mid-October. Alan, before we let you go, this has been put on in part, as you said, in recognition of the Masters in Agribusiness program's 20th anniversary this very year. And reflecting on that, this has been a successful endeavor, to be sure.
Absolutely. In terms of 20 years ago when we started the MAB program, certainly we had no idea in terms of the potential benefits. But over the years, we've educated more than 500 individuals from about 40 states in the U.S. and about 35 countries abroad. And so it really has given the students that come to Kansas State via distance a broad picture with regards to the global food and agricultural chain.
And it's facilitated off campus by and large, so it's been very handy for folks to take part, right?
Yes, it is a distance program. They do come to campus for 4 weeks over the two-year program, 1 week at a time, but it has developed lifelong relationships among individuals within the sector, and certainly we would like to think that it's helped boost many careers.
And it is very much still open for business, the Masters in Agribusiness program at K-State through distance learning. You can find out more about it, obviously, as well at mab.k-state.edu. Alan, for the preview of this special conference upcoming, many thanks, and we wish you the best with it.
Thanks, Eric.
He's the head of the Department of Agricultural Economics at K-State, Alan Featherstone. Once more, this conference will be hosted by the K-State Olathe campus in Johnson County on October the 19th and the 20th, that is a Thursday, Friday, at that site. Leading Through Change is the theme, and it's a great program they put together for this occasion. Be sure to take it in, if at all possible, particularly those of you in agribusiness leadership positions. Go to mab.k-state.edu for the complete details and for registration. Agriculture Today will return in a few moments with today's agricultural news headlines, this week's edition of the Kansas Wheat Scoop with Jordan Hildebrand, and again on Kansas agricultural weather, K-State's Mary Knapp. Still ahead here on the K-State Radio Network.